Hello, this is Ron Risman at CameraTown.com, and today is Sunday, May 17th, 2009. Yesterday, I did not do an audio boo, as I was at a niece's bat mitzvah, and I had relatives in from New York and Canada, and just did not have the opportunity to do a boo. But over the weekend, Sony has officially introduced three new digital SLRs. Now, I don't think they planned to do it until Monday, but because rumors leaked out, I think they decided to put the press release up on their website as of today, May 17th. Official images really have not yet been released on their site, so hopefully we'll get them up tomorrow, but you can head on over to CameraTown.com to read the article. Three new digital SLRs from Sony are the DSLR A230, the A330, and the A380. And these new cameras are designed to overcome challenges, as the press release says, faced by many customers taking their first steps into digital SLR technology. The camera is going to be more lightweight and compact than the previous models. The base model, the A230, is going to be a 10.2 megapixel digital SLR. It's going to only weigh 15.9 ounces. Now, when you get into the A330, you get into also a 10.2 megapixel camera with some more features like a pivoting LCD, 2.7 inch, whereas the lesser price model, the A230, is going to have a 2.7 inch LCD but no pivoting or articulating screen. When you get into the top end model, the A380, you have a 14.2 megapixel model, and that'll also have the 2.7 inch screen that'll be articulating, so you can pivot it and rotate it, which is really nice, especially if you're moving it from a point and shoot camera. All models are going to have the new SteadyShot inside in-camera stabilization. This has been in their previous models as well, but Sony is now calling it SteadyShot Inside, which is a trademark name. And it'll work with any alpha mount lens on the Sony digital camera line. So instead of having to buy an image stabilized lens like you would with Canon and Nikon, every lens is image stabilized in the body. This is a huge benefit. I mean, a lot of people in wildlife photography like to have the stabilization in the lens because they can actually see the image through the TTL viewfinder stabilized, whereas on the Sony, the only way you'd see it stabilized is actually through the LCD screen. The 330 model and the 380 model will both have quick autofocus live view systems, so you can actually frame photos on the camera's LCD as well as in the optical viewfinder. And through the use of dedicated image sensor, the quick autofocus live view maintains the rapid response of the digital SLR while avoiding the focus delays that are common to most live view systems. So you're really going to have full function autofocus, which is really nice when you're in live view mode. Unfortunately, they did not integrate video in these models, so one of the big benefits of having that quick autofocus live view would have been having a video mode that takes advantage of that as well. The all the models are also going to have HDMI capability, so you can plug it into a high-definition TV. And new for Sony is they're actually going to support SD and SDHC media cards. Wow, that sounded Bostonian, didn't it? It'll still take Memory Stick Pro, Memory Stick Pro Duo, Memory Stick Pro HD Duo, but now it'll take secure digital media cards or the secure digital high-capacity media cards. There we go again. Pretty scary. So head on over to CameraTown.com. You can find out more about them. Pricing, I'll give you now. The 230L is going to sell for $550, and that'll be with a 18 to 55 millimeter standard zoom lens. The 330 with the same zoom lens will be $650, so $100 price increase. And then the 380 model, which is a 14 megapixel model, will be $850 with the same lens. And they're also going to have a dual lens kit, which will add another $200 to each kit, but that'll include both an 18 to 55 millimeter standard zoom and a 55 to 200 millimeter telephoto zoom lens. And that is it for today. Head on over to CameraTown.com to read all the camera news starting during the week. And you can head on over there tonight if you want to read more about these new Sony digital SLRs. Until then, I will talk to you again tomorrow.